everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Great American Senior Show. I'm your gray-haired host, Sam Yates. Today, I'm sitting on the bridge of the motor yacht, the Axis, at the port of Fort Pierce in the Director Shipyard. I'm here with Captain Les Annan of Allen Exploration. Captain, thank you for allowing me to be on the bridge with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you aboard.
A lot of folks don't know about the Axis and Allen Exploration. That's going to change before the end of this program, and soon, I think it's safe to say that it'll change for a whole lot of folks in a story that we may be telling in the very near future. But, Captain, tell us a little bit about yourself right now.
I've been with Allen Exploration now for 5 years. That's when he bought the boat originally. I live in Fort Lauderdale. I've got a wife and a couple kids. Part of my jobs here is, one is I'm the fleet manager for Allen Exploration. I'm the captain of Axis, and I'm also the pilot for the submarine and the tech on the submarine. I've been in the business for 35 years, so I have a captain's license, and then I've also worked in the oil field. And when I was in the oil field, I was an engineer, and I was on a 320-foot offshore supply vessel as chief engineer. So I have a chief engineer's unlimited license as well.
As I started the show, I mentioned we're sitting on the bridge of the Axis. Tell us about the Axis.
So Axis is made by a company called Damen, and they're the largest shipbuilder in the world. This particular one was built in Holland, and there's 130 of this model, maybe there's more now. And the intention is for North Sea crew transport to and from the oil rigs. But my boss bought it brand new in 2016, and we refit it to be a yacht support. And now there's about, I don't know, probably about 14, 15 of this model, and there's some bigger models and some smaller ones that the thing with the yachts is they're very comfortable to live on. We kind of say that they're the front of the house and we're the backyard, because we carry all the fun stuff, and extra fuel and extra crew and freezer and fridge and lots of tenders. And I can carry 8 20-foot containers and 4 10-foot containers all at once tomorrow if we had to. We just clear the deck. So the only thing that limits us is the boss's imagination.
Of course, with the background of the Axis and your background, together with the connections to Allen Explorations, we're here at the Director Shipyard for a bit of a special mission.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with Triton Submarines. They don't own a boat. So from time to time, we'll take their clients, or in this case, we're waiting for their newest sub, which is a 7-man, goes to 1,650 feet submarine, big thing. It's 11,000 kilos. And it's getting tank tested today. Actually, it's not going to come today. It'll be here tomorrow. And then we're going to take it over to the Bahamas and sea trial it and certify it. Well, the inspector actually comes from Europe and has to do a full-depth dive in it to certify it.
Based on your experience, is Triton Submarines the best in the world?
Well, they're beyond a doubt the world's foremost authority in submarines. I mean, they've built a sub that goes to the bottom of the ocean, a 2-man sub. Now, U.S. Navy submarines, they go fast and they go quiet, but they don't go deep. They only go a few hundred meters. Deep is expensive. And heavy, and they're not looking for that. They're just looking to go fast and quiet. So, and Triton has really set the mark. I mean, they've got everything from large passenger submarines that would take, you know, somebody a couple hundred feet to the one that goes to the bottom of the ocean. So, and that one that goes to the bottom of the ocean's done it many times now. So they've really set the standard.
Of course, our conversation would not be happening were it not for Allen Exploration. Carl Allen, your boss, I'll be interviewing for an upcoming series of episodes here on the Great American Senior Show. And just a side note, I believe he has some strong ties to Florida's Treasure Coast and Sailfish Point right here on the east coast of Florida in particular, not far from where we are right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, his mom has a house there, and he's from Texas, and he had a large company that went across America, but he's sold that recently, and now his real focus is doing philanthropic stuff. Like after Dorian, the boss raised a bunch of money and put a bunch of his own money in, and we did I went 10 runs, like 50 tons a run over to the Bahamas, everything from Tesla wall to building products and roofing materials, and we spent a couple months hauling stuff over the Bahamas.
Tell our audience a bit more about Mr. Allen and Allen Exploration. He and his wife enjoy the ocean.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Allen, they're retired, and Mr. Allen owns an island in the Bahamas called Walker's Cay, and Walker's is going to was a long time a popular fishing destination, and the boss wants to bring it back to that again. He's not selling anything, not selling land, not selling any slips. And we're going to have camping, glamping, a hotel, bar, restaurant. The marina is done. We can take, about 200 foot boats and another 50 sport fishes. We're having a tough time with COVID getting the construction on land done. But we have a tournament coming up in May. Once we get open, which I don't know when that's going to be, but once we get open, he'd like to have a tournament every month. He fishes every day. He doesn't care how rough it is or what. He goes fishing every day. He's a hardcore sportsman.
That must be a major challenge to own an island and be bringing it back to what it used to be as far as a fishing tournament mecca. More than just fishing, the Walker's Cay project is a big deal for all of the Bahamas.
Yeah, so, well, like I said, the marina's done. The dredging's not quite finished, but we'll be 12 feet at low tide. So it'll be the marina's about triple what it used to be. And the thing with Walker's, it's a major port of entry for the Bahamas. I mean, it has an airstrip on it, customs. And when you're going anywhere else, Hopetown, Marsh Harbor, you have to pass Walker's each way. And we have a fuel dock, and once we get that open, it'll be a major impact to the entire Abaco chain, because the smaller guys, like coming from here, you know, in the summer, you know, might run across in a 20, 30 foot boat with a couple other people. You know, a couple other boats wouldn't do it by yourself. But anyway, then you could hit Walker's, spend the night, fly your granny over if she doesn't want to take the boat ride, and then head into the Abaco. So, it's going to be huge. Walker's is uninhabited, and about 5 miles away is Little Grand. And the boss has kind of taken them under his wing, and he put had a crew come over that builds NBA basketball courts and put a basketball court on the island, and the people love it. They're playing, and it's in the colors of the Bahamian flag. He's really trying hard to clean up. They have a real garbage problem, and we don't have a great solution yet, but we're trying to come up with something better than what they're doing right now, which is just throwing it on a beautiful island and leaving it there. So, yeah, microplastics. He's really in learning about that and trying to see what we can do about it. It's a huge problem worldwide. I'm not sure what we're going to do, but that's part of the reasons of some of the equipment we have on board.
You know, looking around here on the bridge, there is a lot of sophisticated equipment. The Axis is almost a floating lab of sorts.
We have three PhD archaeologists on payroll that are a part of what we're doing. But Axis itself is what's called a dynamic positioning two vessel. So very common in the oil field. It pulls up next to a rig, and then you flip it over to the computer, and it'll hold position and up to 15-foot seas and 30 knots of wind. And then you can load stuff to and from the oil rig. We have four engines. We do 20 knots. The boat drafts 10.5 feet. But mainly for what we do is we travel with a 164-foot yacht and an 80-foot sport fish. So we refuel them. We give them extra crew. We have a major dive center on board. Big walk-in fridge, walk-in freezer, dry goods storage. So we kind of extend the stay in the Bahamas. I mean, last summer I went through 250,000 gallons of diesel. I never left the Bahamas. So we don't sit still, that's for sure.
Being a crew member on this vessel has to be a great job, but are you seeing any worker shortages?
I had the same chef for 4 years, and I had the same first officer and chief engineer for 2.5 years. And, they're young folks, and the grass is greener, and, you know, we do the Bahamas and Florida. They want to go to the Med. So, they jump around, and right now there's a huge shortage of qualified crew, both in yachting and in the oil field. And there's a few maritime colleges in the States. And I mean, I worked with one kid. He graduated from a maritime college, Caltech, and he was working with me in the oil field. He had five job offers starting at 150 grand each, and he passed them off starting. He passed them up to go work in the oil field because he just wanted to see what it was all about. But and now he's working as a facilities manager at a large college. But there's a lot of opportunity out there for licensed guys.
What's your recommendation on those who may want a career path in this industry?
Well, it depends on the position and your age. I mean, if you're young enough, going to one of those maritime colleges is definitely the way to go, because now you're going to get a 4-year college degree. And I would stay away from the deck licenses. I would do the engineering. Captains are a dime a dozen. Engineers are worth their weight in gold. And also it transfers better ashore. Depending on if you're a chef, then just, go into, there's many crew agencies that will get you on the boats if you want to be a stewardess. But the decking, the deck part of it, like I said, there's a lot of captains, but there's not a lot of engineers. So
now for our audience, I always like to paint a visual picture of things that you can't see. Captain Annan is wearing a very large piece of treasure around his neck. Treasure, as from a Spanish galleon, perhaps.
It's a 1657 Spanish, no, 55, sorry, Spanish piece of eight. And I was very lucky. The boss gave it to me, and I'm really proud to wear it. Yeah, the 1715 fleet, which is right off America, there's a lot of guys working that still. And every time a storm comes up, that's why you have amateur treasure hunters will go on the beach and find things. The storms do move stuff around. When they say wrecks, though, they're not talking like a wreck in an aquarium. They're talking. The wood's pretty much gone, and it's spread out over an area. There's no penetration. There's no structure. And it's tricky, with the legalities and of treasure hunting and where what waters there are and whose the ship is. And everybody wants to claim it, but nobody wants to pay to do the work to get it.
Another personal question. I suspect you'll say Walker's Cay, but as the captain, what is your favorite port?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Walker's is awesome for the fishing and the diving. The out islands, if you have a small enough boat, we've got a couple of Hell's Bays. You can get into the flats there, and that's the bone fishing there. He's going to put a bone fishing lodge on Walker's, and the bone fishing is amazing. I love the Exumas, too. The Exumas are just beautiful, but it's a long way from Walker's. So.
Is there anything I've not touched on that you would like to add?
It's amazing to work for the Allens. Both Mr. and Mrs. have such a big heart and care so much about the Exumas. Some of the things they've done, like, for example, I think we're at 600 Amazon. They're like an iPad, but the Amazon equivalent that they've donated to the kids in the schools over there. He just donated a generator to Hopetown. He donated another generator to the water plant on Freeport. I mean, he never looks for a pat on the back for it. He just likes doing it and helping people out. And it's really amazing to work for him and see how much they care about other people and the Bahamas.
My special thanks to Captain Les Annan of the motor yacht The Axis and the Allen Exploration Team. We'll be hearing more about the Walker's Cay rebuilding and a few other things we'll be able to talk about in the near future. Captain, thanks for your time today.
Pleasure to have you aboard.
From the bridge of the Axis in the port of Fort Pierce, Florida, and in the heart of the Director Shipyard, I'm Sam Yates, your gray-haired host of the Great American Senior Show, with a special interview today that's a bit of a teaser of some special things to come. And that's the way our program ends.